The systematic deportations and the industrialized genocide would not have been possible without the complicity of an efficient and professional civil service, which created the legal framework for depriving Jews of their fundamental rights. The genocide depended on a division of labor that was typical for modern and complex administrations. To overstep any moral boundary required not only a murderous ideology spread by Nazi propaganda to incite willing executioners, but also a highly developed organizational and legalistic framework, a sort of administrative consensus, to ensure that the communication, the logistics, and the distribution of tasks among all actors involved would function almost seamlessly. The Nazi leadership relied on an effective and well-organized civil service to implement its policies. Despite Hitler's and Himmler's frequent attacks on intransigent lawyers and bureaucrats in the state apparatus, in one of his Reichstag speeches on 26 April 1942, Hitler declared, "I will not rest until every German understands that it is a disgrace to be a lawyer." As well as Hitler's aversion to a legal corset, limiting his exercise of power, young, high-flying lawyers in the public administration were needed to translate anti-Jewish intentions and programs into law. The regime could count on their loyalty, diligence, legal expertise, administrative experience, and imagination.